True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Tournament Eve, John, you got your bracket filled out. We got some big questions to answer. And Greg Hargrave.
I'm one of those old geezers that fills out a bracket.
You boomers in your brackets. Anyway, we'll talk about all the big storylines. Greg, tee it up.
By hand?
No, not by hand.
First up, which first round matchups outside of Michigan or Michigan State games are you most looking forward to?
I want to see the matchup between Arkansas, the first year of John Calipari, versus Kansas and the much maligned and somewhat hated Bill Self. It's a 10-7 matchup. There's not a lot of intrigue in this game other than the coaching matchup. It's Hunter Dickinson and Kansas. They've kind of fallen off of their pedestal that Bill Self was able to raise them up on. And this is one of those, I want to watch the coaching matchup. I want to watch the matchup between Arkansas and Kansas in just terms of basketball. It's one of the more intriguing ones in round one.
You know the biggest difference between those two teams?
The AR. Boom!
Oh,
I
you
knew
got it.
You were going with that.
Dad joke? No dad joke. Yes!
They're playing for the pronunciation. Winner decides how we're saying it.
Arkansas or Kansas?
Arkansas.
Yes.
My matchup, I think TV agreed with me because they made it Friday at 7:25, which is a sweet spot. It's a 7:10 matchup. It's New Mexico Marquette. Both teams defend. Both teams have a go-to scorer. And we find out if Shaka Smart can beat a Patino this year. I can't wait for that game on Friday night.
One thing that I'm taking a look at is Ole Miss versus North Carolina. Now that North Carolina has advanced to this first round game, it is a team that has kind of done this before. They have last year's ACC Player of the Year in R.J. Davis. Nobody wanted them into the committee. We'll get to that in a second. Versus Ole Miss. Played in that meat grinder of the SEC with Chris Beard, who's a good tournament coach.
Yeah, and here's the thing, too, is when we talk about whether it's a play-in, are they tournament teams, or now that it's the first four, whatever. It is a North Carolina team, and we've seen play-in teams win before. So it's not like, hey, they're completely out of the equation. Whether San Diego State and North Carolina had won or Alabama State, St. Francis, they all have that ability to win games.
Yeah, another good point. West Virginia Governor Patrick Morrisey went off on the committee about the placement of the aforementioned Tar Heels in the field. Does he have a point, and is there a better way?
Does he have a point? Look, when you're one of the last two or three teams on the bubble, you're not a very good team.
Yeah.
You play 30 games, you're 19-13, 10-10 in the Big 12. Do better. There's plenty of opportunities to get in. As for how to do it better, I think they could steal a page from hockey. They have auto bids, but then it's a mathematical formula for the final spots. That way there's no subjectivity, and if you're mad, simply win your conference.
I'm with you. I think there is a way, and you can like it or not like it, but you've got to make it take human error out of it. Take human opinion out of it. Take the, you know, North Carolina's AD is the, you know, the administrator that is overseeing everything. All of a sudden they get in. Now, North Carolina, having done what they did, has maybe taken away a little bit of the sting. It kind of feels like they do belong now, or at least as a, you know, as a very low seed, 11 seed. But make it more statistical. When you're talking about 68 teams, and you're arguing between 68 and 69.
Silly.
It is silly, but there needs to be a metric that you can look at. And just look at the teams that did make it. Ken Pom has BYU is only five spots higher in the Ken Pom rankings than VCU, but BYU is a six seed, VCU is an 11 seed. It makes no sense. Pick a metric and go with it.
Somebody every year has a complaint. Get in line, buddy. Just mentioned Ken Pom. North Carolina was 21 spots higher than West Virginia. Who has the most to gain in this tournament? Can be a team, can be a coach, can be a player, or a conference.
I think it's the return of Rick Pitino.
Mm.
A guy that has taken three different teams to a Final Four. He's got two, maybe one national title for two different schools. And now he's with St. John's. He's a two seed. Can he take another school to the Final Four? I think he's got the most to gain just in regards to, and however he recruits, however he gets these players to play for him, he gets them to play at a high level.
I went Mark Pope. He played at Kentucky. He took over for Calipari. He's never won a tournament game. He didn't at BYU. And they got bounced last year by Oakland. Everybody remembers that. So a little something there.
Former player taking over for a legendary coach?
Yeah.
How about John Shire?
Oh, yeah,
Duke. Taking what Mike Krzyzewski built, taking that and making it his own program and could win a national title. We all talk about you don't want to be the guy that follows the guy. John Shire might be able to do that and do it successfully.
I like
Who's
that one.
Who's the Cinderella we will all be talking about next week?
Lipscomb. It's a little bit of karma for Iowa State hiding the severity of the Gilbert injury. Lipscomb, a top 100 Ken Pom team. They shoot free throws, threes. The offense can score, and I think they have the formula to beat and topple Iowa State. The Bison.
I'm going to go with Grand Canyon. Now, I'm not even sure if all of these students are actually on campus or if they do it online. A majority of their student body is online, and we all see the commercials.
Does the basketball team play online, too?
They're campus. Actually playing on court, and they are a bigger team. They do have some talent. They play a physical brand. They're playing a physical team in Maryland. And if they're able to get by Maryland, then it's Memphis, Colorado State, which I don't think anybody's surprised or is necessarily scared of either of those teams. I think Grand Canyon, the online school, is the one where, hey, keep your eye out on them. They could be that Cinderella darling story.
11-seeded Drake out of the Valley. Four starters transferred with head coach Ben McCollum from Northwest Missouri State. Who is the Goliath that goes down too early?
I think it's Auburn. I think Auburn is, and do I think they win the first round, 1 versus 16? Sure. But then they play Louisville, and they play them in Lexington. We talked about this, I think, yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I just don't know that Auburn right now, with Bruce Pearl, that they are playing at the same level. They are the number one overall seed. So if they go down in the round of 32, it is Goliath being taken down early. Now, Louisville, kind of a sneaky team. I think they're underseeded just a little bit. They've got some talent. You can argue that, whatever. But I think they're a team that could take down the number one overall seed.
I don't hate it, right? Auburn lost 3 of 4. Mm-hmm. Louisville shoots. If you get hot, you're at home. Sure, I don't hate that one. I went St. John's. And you could say they're not a Goliath, but they are a 30-win team.
Oh, you're taking a shot at Pitino.
Two seed. Think about the second-round matchup where Pitino could go against Calipari or Bill Self. St. John's is a poor shooting team. 68% at the free throw line, and they don't shoot the three. That's a recipe for letting someone hang in there, and one of these legendary coaches in the second round knocks him out.
Ooh, Pitino versus Self. Dirtbag versus dirtbag.
Tournament's built for it.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
11 straight years, a fifth seed or worse has made it to the Final Four. There always seems to be an outlier. Pick a dark horse to do it this year.
Gonzaga. Top 10 in the KenPom. They are an efficiency darling. They are an offense that I think could pull off an upset in round two against Houston. They've made 9 straight Sweet 16s. Make it 10. Make it another Final Four for Mark Few.
There is, what is it, what, 7 years in a row, I believe, that he's been in at least the Sweet 16?
9, yeah. This
would
be 10.
Yeah. That Gonzaga's mine as well.
Okay.
And I look at them, I go, I think that they're also a team that is underseeded. The Houston team, I mentioned it yesterday, they're the oldest team in the bracket. Average age is like 23 and a half years old. They're experienced, but I also think Gonzaga brings a different style. And in fact, Gonzaga beat Houston earlier in the season. I believe I saw that. I'm not sure. I'll have to check that. But fact check me on that one. Could be fake news. I just think that they're a team that could make that run, because if they do get past that, what are they worried about? Purdue? And that puts them back into, you know, the Elite Eight.
Okay, it may be fake news, but I think a couple things that do solidify Gonzaga, they still have Graham Ike, they still have Ryan Nemhard, they have seniors, they have guys who have made these runs, and that's why I'll back them.
Finally, let's pick the Final Four and crown a champion. If we want to crown them, crown their ass.
All right, as Denny Green once said. John?
Well, my Final Four, I've got Michigan State, Florida, Duke, and Tennessee. I've got Florida and Duke in the championship game, and I've got Flo Rida taking it home.
I also have MSU and Duke, Florida and Tennessee in the Final Four, but I have it going slightly differently. I have Duke taking down Florida.
I think this could very well be the year we get, once again, all 4-1 seeds making the Final Four. Only happened once before.
Yep.
I think the top four teams are you could probably say this every year, but I think they are clearly a cut above the rest of the country. And I think very good chance we're going to see all 4-1 seeds. I will take Houston, best offensive team Kelvin Sampson's ever had, over John's Florida Gators.
And it is, you mentioned the four seeds. We talked about it earlier or last week. There was a huge drop-off, no matter what metric you looked at, from 4 to 5.
And there you have it. Fast break. College Hoops, 97.1.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.